Hi there, it's Saturday. This is John Galt speaking to you from podcastsexstory.com.
Hi there, this is Laura. How is everyone tonight? Hello, good.
That was an overwhelming response, wasn't it? Did you hear all those people responding back to you?
I can hear everybody saying, we're doing good, Laura.
You can, okay, good. Well, that's a good start. And Laura's coming to us from hotwife.com. The sponsor of podcastsexstory.com. Thank
Yay.
God we have a sponsor. Whew, all right, that helps.
I like being your
lot.
Sponsor.
Do you?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost me much.
No.
All I have to do is lick your pussy twice a day. And that ain't so
it
bad.
It has
huh?
its benefits, you know?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, just like licking that. Ooh. Yeah. That clit gets nice and hard when you suck it into your mouth and flick it around and just little nice little nibbles. Yeah.
You like that.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now. So what's happening when you're part of the world?
Saturday. Oh, just a few business decisions to make.
Making business decisions, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
It's all good. All good. Just
there's a business side to everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, even sex, there's a business side. to
And it always involves making my site better. So that's always a plus. So I've got to weigh things and see if it will benefit my members.
There's like one of the biggest areas of course is search engines.
Mm-hmm.
So if like you're trying to promote a web business online, one of the primary areas that you want to focus on, I guess about 30% of your business is the search engines, and you only have to focus on three places: Google, which I call Google Mess. Oh my God, what a horrid place that is. Please don't use Google. And then there's MSN, which is kind of like, when is Microsoft going to figure out that there's a right way and a wrong way to run a search engine?
Yeah.
And then there's the old directory, Yahoo, which is like the only opportunity that any entrepreneur in the world has of getting some value for your dollar.
It's entrepreneur friendly.
So I just
definitely.
I just can't help but say, hey, I know Google's like the in thing and the faddish thing and
mm-hmm.
all, but from a business perspective, Yahoo is the only place that helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said.
It's entrepreneur friendly.
So like you're trying to sell tits and you want people to like really get interested in like big boobs,
mm-hmm.
upturned nipples that get perky enough to cut through glass. And so you're like, okay, let me go over to Yahoo, and I'll put together an advertisement, and I'll put it into their sponsored listing. So unbelievable as it may seem, like, okay, I just want to say, hey, if you like big boobs with perky nipples, click here, take a look.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way Yahoo runs it. So it's like you got to learn this whole complex way of like figuring out how do you talk to people about adult materials and protect people from adult materials that don't want to be offended by somebody saying big boobs with perky nipples that cut through glass.
Right, right, right.
And yeah, so therein lies the business part, which kind of like you look to me and say, hey, promote my site. I need more people. I need more members. I need more fans.
Yeah.
And she cracks a whip over my ass. Occasionally she'll take me tightly by the gonads and give them a good solid twist and a tug and say, get them now, boy. Which usually motivates me quite a bit, I must say.
Well, I've said it many times before, and you know, I'm the one that's very visible to our members and everything else, and you make cameo appearances as well and everything, but behind every business is a great mind, and that's you, baby.
Well, I think in a porn business is a great pussy. And that's you, baby.
Okay. So we work well together. We complement each other well.
You got the tits and the ass, and I got the brain.
Okay. Hey, I have a brain, too.
No. I tell you, if I had a pussy, I wouldn't make a dime. I'd just be fucking everybody and forget about, hey, wait a minute, wasn't I supposed to ask him for money for
you
that?
You whore.
God damn it, I forgot to ask for the money again. Shit.
But, you know, behind every big business decision, you know, there's a lot to consider and everything, and we both work very well together, so... Yeah. Yeah, I run everything by you, and you're the brains, baby.
I have to be the brains, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is very important that you stay focused on doing what you do, and mm-hmm. that's providing entertainment and doing what comes natural to mm-hmm. you.
Well, I like the fact that you listen to me. You listen to my suggestions and what I feel, you know, from a woman's perspective. What's going to work?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what's going on with your eyes? You're doing the winking from one. It's because you put that microphone up at eye level like mine, huh?
That microphone. It's staring you right in the eyeball.
It's a fashion thing. I'm setting
it's
you.
That's probably what it looks like when somebody's dick is poking you in the eye. Trendsetter you. But, So that's a little bit of the difficulty behind the business of internet marketing and advertising, and then they want to charge you for this stuff too. So okay, so you're actually like you figure out I cannot promote the term hot wife for an adult site such as hotwife.com, even though in the swinging swinging world. The term hot wife is a swingers term. It is a very sexual term. It depicts a lifestyle within the swinging market.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahoo says, oh, no, because hot wife is too common of a term and is not adult-oriented. Therefore, you cannot use that term promote your site.
Like they know the business, you know, but oh, well.
So, yeah, so they're trying to do what they're supposed to do, protect minors from access to adult materials.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do what I need to do, and that is to let swingers who are interested in hot wife lifestyle be able to find hotwife.com. And so there's that nasty mix. So you have the sponsored listings, which I'm sure if you've ever gone to Google, Yahoo, or MSN, you see at the very top of the page there's like three listings that are in a different color than the rest of the listings, and that's a paid sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all these little listings down the side of the page and these little columns in your search results, and those are paid advertising.
Right, and these positions used to be very affordable. A long time ago.
Well, it's very competitive now.
And they used to be free too.
Yeah,
I think you just did.
Extremely competitive now. There, you have to pay for every time somebody clicks on that.
Right, a pay per click.
So that if somebody goes to your sponsored listing there and they click on it, then there's a charge, and so if you're going around the world, which is a really foolish thing to do, you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a day in sponsored advertising.
Correct.
And so there's ways you can break that down. You can make it so that it's local area only, people within 50 miles of your business mm-hmm. if you wanted to, or 150 miles, or people only in your state, or just people in the West Coast or the East Coast, or just people in the United States. And so you can kind of control your costs in that way. But then there's another neat thing that Yahoo does, and that is that you can advertise your site in the rest of the listings. It doesn't have to be in a sponsored. So people that are like really against paying for the internet and they don't want these sponsored listings, they're only going to pay attention to the regular results on the search engine, don't realize that all of those results could be paid sponsors. Mm-hmm. You pay for another premium to get in there with the regular results, but it's still a sponsored listing. It just disguises it so that the user doesn't realize, hey, that is a sponsored listing.
So anyway, much to learn.
It gets really it's tricky, one, to get the right keywords so that people that are looking for your site, what are they going to search for?
Right, right.
So you got to brainstorm that out. You got to talk to customers. You got to talk to people. You got to look at results and statistics and try and figure out what keywords do I want.
What describes me the most? What?
Then you got to go to Yahoo and Google and MSN and give everybody a fucking blowjob so they give you the fucking listings that you need. And if they tell you, no, that's not an adult listing, then you got to grease up your ass and let them pork you in the ass a few times.
Poor you,
oh,
mister.
Yeah. You got to tickle their balls and tell them how handsome they are and all this shit.
How was it?
I'd like it deeper in my ass if you don't mind, sir. And then finally you start getting a few of the keywords that you need for these listings. And in the meantime, you're paying them to give you those listings, so you're paying them to fuck you in the ass.
Now, for all of our listeners out there, I never had to get fucked in the ass by anybody at Yahoo or Google or nothing like that. So that just leaves one person
here.
That's
my job. And I was so happy the day that
baby.
I said, I'll market this for you. I didn't know. Okay, so the twisted bastards over at Google like to put sand in the lube.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, that's hard fucking right there.
Oh, man. Very abrasive.
So that's a little bit of the business side of marketing on the internet when you have an adult site.
And a lot of things to consider too.
Sure.
Because the term hot wife, it doesn't necessarily mean a swinging thing for everybody.
Right. Right.
It just means, oh, like hot babe.
Yeah.
Hot mama. Mm-hmm. Hot wife, hot MILF, whatever. So
the majority of us guys, when we're going to go look at a hot babe, we're looking for some naked pictures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are some people that are going to go look for a hot babe. They just want a poster.
Right. It just so it means different things for everybody. It doesn't
not necessarily.
The term hot wife is it's common in the swing world, but it doesn't always mean
first
swinging.
Thing on the page says, "Please fuck my wife," is not necessarily what they're looking for.
Right. So
just the rest of us are. Like you just, 99% of us are.
You just need to define what you are.
Amen, babies.
I know what I am.
Yeah?
Yeah. Horny.
You nymphomaniac.
Horny.
You never get enough, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you just never do.
Mm-mm.
I understand that. And there's every now and then, towards the end of the day, it's like, hey, before we go anywhere, let's go knock a piece of ass out so we can concentrate on what the hell we're doing. Because we've done this before. We have like 100 errands to do.
Yeah.
And we go out and we try and do them.
Uh-huh.
And we can't fucking Focus. Remember 1 minute.
No, it's like either I had a list of things to do and I left the list at home.
Before we leave the
yes.
house.
We are more focused and we can do better anything when we're out after we have had a good piece of ass.
You can't go out there with a loaded gun. You gotta unload. Anyway, have a good night, everybody.
Bye.